Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I just did you all a big favor and swallowed the Skittles that had been in my mouth before talking and chewing.
Thanks, Becca. You're such a giver.
You can still kind of tell you've been cheating.
I know.
Cheating,
I'm
still like,
I'm like, sorry. I'm Becca Tobin, professional chewer, actress, blogger. Across from me, Kelty Knight.
Hey.
Entertainment journalist. Very enthused today. To my right, Jack Vanek, clothing designer.
Sup.
And CEO of Jack Vanek. Today, I'm going to ask you a very important question.
Thank God.
I was in the shower, and I was thinking there's two types of women. Mm. Women who use a loofah or a poof, and women who do not. Mm-hmm. What woman are you?
I'm a no poof exfoliating glove.
Oh, but don't you feel like the gloves get all weird and like moldy?
Well, I mean, you have to replace them often, mm-hmm. like every 2 years.
Oh God.
I am a neither.
So, remember
we had this conversation about like how men and women shower sometimes, mm-hmm, where men will mm-hmm. literally scrub their entire bodies down.
They really do.
And women are kind of just like, wash the areas that get kind of dirty. Yep. And mm-hmm. that's what I do. I don't have like a loofah.
Me too. I really can't get on board with this, like a poof, a shower poof, mm-mm. a loofah, and anything. All right. Good to know. I'll be shaking your hand, not Kelty's. And now it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
I'm starting only because it's the best segue ever about shaking hands. Bad week. I was at the dog park. I'm sitting next to this woman, and we're, like, chatting, and her dog jumps up on her lap. Her dog is, like, a long-haired, small dog, like, maybe Pomeranian, maybe, I don't know. And we're talking, and I notice that she is reaching underneath her dog's tail.
Mm-mm.
No.
Dingleberry?
And pulling out.
No, worms.
Like, no, just like
dingleberry.
Cleaning
hairs.
Off the hairs around the butthole.
Bare hand. Not a glove.
And I was like looking, I'm like, well, maybe she's just not like, my dog gets a little matted sometimes on her back legs. Maybe she's doing that. And I was like, definitely not, because she's doing it. And then she like wipes her hand on her like pant leg. But she like is doing it, but not even like like conscious of it.
Yeah.
So God only knows what she does when she's like in private. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so grossed out right now. So then I was like, and I'd been talking to her. She was nice. And I was like, okay, well, we're going to head out. And then she goes and like pets Orly with the poo hand.
Ew.
It gets worse. Shakes my hand.
No.
She's like, nice to meet you.
No.
I'm Susan. See you around. And I was like,
did you shake?
Poo hand.
I shook because what was I going to say? Like, I just saw you pulling dingleberries out of your dog's ass.
You could be like Howie Mandel and like do a fist pump.
I wish that I had. I can't think that fast. And I just shook her hand and I ran to my car and the Purell situation was still not enough. Like, I would have set my hand on fire if I could have.
I would have too.
It was
That's terrible.
Horrifying. Moving on to my good week. I was on a walk in my neighborhood, and I live in the hills, so it's, like, windy, and there's, like, lots of little, like, crevices and blah, 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 whatever. And I come across this house, and it's, like, the biggest lot I've ever seen, and you can kind of look down into it. It's a hoarder's paradise.
What?
The whole house. You can't see windows or doors.
No.
Stuff is stacked up.
On the outside.
So you can only imagine the inside. And then you go around to the side of the house. Half of the house is, like, missing. Someone is living there.
Squatting or living?
Living. And I looked up the history of the house. It was bought, like, 40 years ago for, like, $80,000. Because, like, back then, that's how much it cost. It's worth $7 million now. Like, the Zestimate or whatever. Because it's the biggest piece of property. And I'm telling you, there were 19 broken down vehicles on the property.
Oh my 19. God.
And you can look down into it. And I was like, I never want to leave. I love seeing that.
Somebody else is just
It's just
torture.
It's fascinating because I've never seen a hoarder in real life.
It's a perfect segue to my Good Week Bad Week.
I can't wait.
We're gonna now you have to find a segue for you.
Shit. We're in sync.
I am a hoarder myself.
You are not.
No, you're not.
I'm the opposite of a hoarder, but I do love to get when something's free, I get so excited. Oh. So I was recently at our New York office, and New York handles all of the literary requests. So there is just tons of celebrity books everywhere. Like Heidi Klum's book, Andy Cohen's book, like anything.
So
that
just
is,
piles of garbage.
Yeah.
Like real, it's like beach read heaven. And then there's like some of Bill O'Reilly's book. I mean, it's like all the YouTubers' memoirs. Like it's all these crazy books.
Don't ever say those two words in one sentence again. A YouTuber's memoir? Oh my God, I'm sorry.
How is that even a thing? They're like 19.
So okay. What did you call?
Anyway, so I was so excited because I had traveled with a very empty bag, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to take like 20 books home with me because I have a Kindle, which I love, but I love to read a book like in the bathtub. Yeah. I love to hold it and smell it. And so I packed up my suitcase, like the entire thing, my carry-on.
With books.
And I was super happy, and that was my good week. I got like probably $400 worth of books, and some of them haven't even been released yet.
That's impressive.
Then I'm at JFK, and I'm like, yes, me and my books going home. And the thing that you like on your suitcase, the handle that pulls up,
oh no,
to like broke. Be able to grab your thing, breaks. It will not come up. Like in any way possible, I had a man trying to help me. It's not coming up. So I have two choices. Hold it by the, it's a cheap suitcase. There's not even a side handle. Hold it by the top handle and like bring it on like I'm Paddington, or hold it like it's a
baby.
Like a baby. And look.
Cradle it.
The bag is 125 pounds. Like there's so many hardcover books in there.
Ooh.
It's insane. So anyway, I had to go through the entire JFK airport and then LAX, which is also a big airport, with my books like a baby. And that's what I get for being a cheap ass. Why don't I just buy them for $2.99 on the Kindle? Bad week.
Terrible bad week. I have.
Do you have a segue?
I have no segue.
Damn.
And I also was thinking about two different good week bad weeks that I could have done to make the segue.
Damn.
So I'll just get right into it. I've had a very bleak past couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of life stuff has kind of been happening. And, you know, I'm like a very emotional person. I'm really hard on myself and I can get really, really down. So I've been kind of like on and off going through these like sad spirals and whatever. So that's my bad week, bad couple months. And I did something that I promised I would never do. And this is transitioning into my good week. I made a vision board.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. You come to the dark side.
Oh, shit.
I made a vision board because I was like, you know, whatever energy that you're putting out into the universe, you're going to get it back. And it was a really weird, sad, anxious energy. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do something good for myself. I'm going to put some good energy out there.
What's
and I
on
made
it?
There's a lot of stuff.
A huge dick.
That's a good idea. Some love stuff, some business stuff, like a black card and
ooh, get it, girl.
Okay, CEO.
Do you feel inspired or just more like a loser?
I feel kind of inspired, I'm not gonna lie.
Good for you.
It's good. It's good.
Kelty's standing there like the Messiah. Like she.
I love a vision board, and I bet this is going to be the best year of your life.
Well, I think about you, and you're like, I literally get every single thing that I put on my vision board. So I'm like thinking really big. Like,
yeah, think big.
Like, like a $6 million house in Malibu.
Okay.
My black card.
Uh huh.
A private jet.
Yeah.
All those things.
It could all be. The world is your oyster, Jack.
I know. So we'll see
but
how
I'm
my year
gonna
is.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say one thing. I understand that you like are motivated because Kelty, everything she puts on hers comes to fruition.
Because she
but
works her ass off.
The things she puts on hers are not necessarily $6 million
it's
homes.
Like, grow your bang out.
Grow your bangs out.
Right.
Host a dog dinner. Award.
Yeah. I got it. Yeah. I mean,
wait. So do I need to make mine like more realistic
attainable.
Goals?
Maybe do like one that's like big dreams and then one that's like a list of like, things you'd like to accomplish.
One of my big dreams is like to be on Dancing with the Stars, and every year I ask and every year they say no. Like that's my big dream.
You're going to get it next year though because you won't be on CBS anymore.
Ooh.
You might actually be.
Thanks for bringing that up. Bad week.
Sorry, just in the universe. Okay, what's coming up?
When we come back, it's going to get really steamy. That's my soap opera face.
Mm.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Ooh, things are about to heat up at the Lady Gang. Our guest today is a major babe who has smoldered on the screen for over a decade on your favorite soaps, including All My Children, Days of Our Lives, and The Young and the Restless. She is a big animal advocate, which we love, a red carpet slayer, and the woman who's about to marry your TV crush, the Manny. Please welcome to the lady gang, Chrishell Stubbs.
Love it.
Welcome.
You've done all those soap operas.
I have.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
You're like royalty in that soap opera land.
Soap fans follow you from soap to soap, right?
They
Even
do.
Though you're playing different characters?
I think so. They're really gracious that way. Yeah.
How did you get into that?
Well, to be honest with you, I was not booking anything for a whole year. And then that was the first thing I booked was a contract role on All My Children. And the only reason I think I got it is because I was like, well, yeah, right. Like, this is going to be the first thing I get. I always wanted to be on a soap. And I was like, well, this is going to be the first job I get.
Yeah.
And then I got it. So,
wow. What's the audition like? Do they make you cry like this?
You like, know, actually, my audition scene was more seductive. I had to seduce JR. And, you know, there was a whole part where she's supposed to, like, drop her clothes, but you just do a jacket just to, like, show that you know what you're doing. Anyway, and then the crying came, like, the first month on the job, and I couldn't do it because I'd never worked before. I was young, and I was like, and so I was like, what do you mean she just spontaneously burst into tears? Like, in the middle of just a regular scene. I was like, I can't do that.
Did they blow in your eyes with the menthol?
Yeah, did you have to use one of those tricks?
No, it was terrible. I hope to God this never comes to life because it was like the world's worst. Now, of course, I can do it, no problem. But in the beginning, I would break into terror sweats.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're like, I'm crying from my armpits.
Have you ever had to, like, exactly. Have you ever had to fake cry, but, like, you can't make yourself cry, so you just do, like, the wipe as if it's coming, but it's not at all?
No.
That's what I do.
I have done that, but then I'll ask for another take because I'm like, sorry, I was so thinking mad. About something.
But you don't do more takes. I was also
maybe
on the Young and the Restless.
Yeah, okay, Kelsey.
I was the reporter.
Oh.
And I was in 4 episodes, and I was actually, honestly, from being on, like, regular TV sets and movie sets, I was so in awe of the soap sets because, like, bitches get shit done. Like,
oh,
it
yeah.
is. They move so fast.
Like, you have to learn lines so
they would be
quickly.
Like, yeah. 75 pages, and they'd be like, oh, this is my, what's my line? And then they would do the whole scene. I was like, this is unbelievable.
Because you have to do a scene a day, or not a scene,
show
like
a
show a day, right?
Yeah, sometimes more than that, depending on the set. So if that
the
courtroom set is up, they want to maybe get all the courtroom stuff done at once. So when you watch it, that courtroom will be over the course of 2 days, but we actually filmed it back to back. So sometimes you film more than one show in one day.
And then do you have cue cards? Or is
No. You know, I actually twice have I ever seen that. And one time it was an elderly actor, and he was playing a doctor. And so he really was like a fan favorite. He'd been there so long. So he had it written up, which was fine because he actually was consulting his clipboard. Yes, exactly. And then one other time it happened where something happened where they threw all kinds of craziness at one person. So they helped him out by putting up a teleprompter. But only twice. Regularly, no.
Damn.
You're just so good.
Do you always go in for, like, smoldery hot girl?
Oh, my God. You're so sweet.
She's hot.
I think so.
Yeah, she's so hot.
No.
Like, what have you been going... You're still auditioning?
Yes.
What have you been going out for?
It depends. Sometimes, like the last thing I went out on was, like, the inappropriate southern girl that's, like... Basically, she's like a trophy wife, but she is completely inappropriate at all points in time because she's still very country. So I felt like I had that in the bag.
That's amazing.
You're like, I actually am me. Yeah. You wrote this for me.
I was like, oh, that's so cool. So anyway.
Is that easier, though? Is it easier when the role is sort of like you or harder?
It depends because sometimes the roles that aren't like you are more fun because I actually really love playing the complete total bitch, but I'd like to think I'm not one in real life. So
we'll
those are more
see.
Fun.
Yeah, we'll you'll see by the end of the lady game. We will decide.
We'll bring the bitch out of you.
What has been your Hollywood heartbreak? What's been the hardest moment where you thought, I'm done, I gotta get out of here, the city sucks?
I mean, I'm sure everybody has so many stories like that because you get so close in this process to things that are like you start to see your name and lights and this part is going to be so amazing and then you don't get it. Or, you know, it happened to me once where I got the part and then I got a call that they decided some other actress called in and wanted it instead. And I was like, she had a bigger name than me. And so I was like, this isn't fair. Like, I already booked it. Those kind of things happen a lot.
We should burn her house down. Who is it?
I know, right?
Who do you go up against the most?
You know, that's an interesting question because I used to have some, there's no real same person all the time. Right. You know, like you sometimes you'll see some of the same faces, but a lot of times, like especially in the soap world, like we're all friends and stuff. It's such a small world. Same with like anything, theater or anything. Yeah. It's kind of, so I feel like it's like, yeah, it was meant to be hers or, you know, hopefully, well, yeah. I don't know. Maybe they bitch me out behind the scenes.
You're better than us. We make voodoo dolls, so you're way better than us.
Yeah,
so
I really got it together. Was there a gig that you didn't, you were really close to and you didn't get?
Oh, my God.
Tell us the
names. It happens all the time.
Okay, tell us, like, the big one. You were supposed to be Rose in Titanic, or?
Okay, that's always your example.
I know. Titanic. And it's such, like, not a good example.
Why?
Because it was, like, 30 years ago.
We old. This is nostalgia. It's back in a big way. Fuller House, everyone. Fuller House.
Is that back in a big way, though?
It's back nostalgia is back in a way.
Let's say it's back.
I feel like it was back in a way that got canceled, wasn't it?
Did it get canceled?
It's on its third season.
Oh. Fuller House?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You would have been lucky if they cast as Mary Kate Olsen.
Would I have been? Would I have been?
No.
Let's dream bigger. So what was like the heartbreaker? Like I've had like three that like you can instantly cry about. I can't say.
See, that's it's hard because I can't say either.
You don't want to like reveal too much.
Well, everyone knows your public one.
Which one?
When they announced that you were going to be in Hairspray?
Oh, yeah, Hairspray. Yeah, that was one where they a press release came out with the wrong information that I had booked it. And then I kept getting all these congratulatory. No. Yeah, yeah. I have like horrible luck. I have horrible luck.
I was like, just Jared says it's true. So
and
it must
I called Kelty and I'm like, you're the only person I know like on that side on like the press. I was like, what's happening? And she's like, you probably did get it. It probably got leaked. And I was like,
that's right.
I'm just trying to help her out.
You're right. I probably did. I didn't.
That sucks.
That's so there's
horrible.
That one.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah.
Oh, but I feel like we all have to like them. Explain it to everyone because I like to keep those
so
to
do
myself
I.
Because then everyone's like, oh,
what happened?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, and same thing on this. I could name them, but then
I know you're
everyone's
like, but then
gonna be like, oh my God.
It could have been. Wait, that was not the whole sentence. I said it could have been me. Okay, moving on.
You're
ish
weird.
Moment. I know. What has been the moment where you're like, hot damn, thank you, man, I'm the jam?
Every time you ask this question, your rap gets longer.
It's so weird.
It's so weird.
Our producer Stacey's laughing.
You know what? I have to say, even though probably.
First of all, do not be like, all the moments.
No.
I like everything. Give me a damn moment.
I have a moment. But it's probably the opposite of what people normally say. They probably say like something like
red
huge.
Amazing.
But for me, I grew up always wanting to be on a soap. No joke. And I would look in the mirror and I would like turn my head to the camera and pretend.
Oh,
and
oh
I remember
God.
The day I was filming that opening for All My Children. And I was trying not to cry. I was so excited.
Oh
I couldn't
God.
Believe it. I was literally like skipping around. And I just really thought like you couldn't have told me I wasn't Julie Roberts that day.
Oh my God! Did you get to do a hair flip?
Oh, totally!
Oh
that's
my
so
God!
Cute.
They have that's the one like on the white screen, right?
Yeah.
And
your hair's blowing like Beyonce.
How many takes do you have to do for that? Did they make you do like 100 takes?
Well, to be honest with you, they only needed a few. But then I was like, "But are you sure? Do you want to do it again?" Or I'm happy to just keep doing it.
That's amazing.
I've made it. We like you. Yeah. So far, you can say.
I like that ish moment. It's one of my favorites.
No, I love
it's
that.
Good.
Especially because I can envision it perfectly.
Me too. Because I can see the like the opening credits for The Young and the Restless.
Yes.
It's just so good.
It's all about the fan.
Yeah.
It really helps.
Beyonce fan.
Beyonce.
Yes. Do you have a mirror message? Do you have an inspirational quote that you live your life by?
I don't know. It somewhat changes. But one that I really like is no matter how you feel, get up, dress up, and show up. So oh, I like that.
Well, I like that.
I didn't do that today.
I rarely do that.
I know.
It is a challenge, isn't it?
It is.
A challenge. But
I
think
like
of it like
that.
Right. I think of it like that breakup mentality of like you feel like crap, but you still like there's some kind of vengeance of like looking good. I don't know. So sometimes I feel like when you're in your worst place, if you just can make yourself look hot, then you'll start to slowly feel better about yourself.
That's good advice.
That is true.
That's good advice.
Actually, when you... Yeah.
And also, you're usually, like, really thin when you're going through that breakup.
Yeah.
So, like, you might as well get into it. Like,
yes.
Put some sexy clothes on.
Man, put a mascara on.
Bones! Oh, I forgot to tell you, Jack. I was recently in New York, and I saw a girl that had the perfect microbladed eyebrows. But it's in New York City. Sorry, I just thought about your eyebrows and how you...
We have an eyebrow obsession.
Yeah.
You
the
have good
kind
brows.
That they put in permanently.
Do you have a microblading?
No, but is that the one where they put
it's
in
like a
and
tattoo.
It doesn't go away? I want this.
But it scares me because I don't know how they fade.
I've seen them overdone, so they scare me a little bit.
It's terrifying.
You have to find a great person.
Like, I've seen, you've seen them, right? And they're like, yeah, they look like stickers.
There's like that woman that's like the eyebrow doctor, I think is her, and like Ali Fedotowsky just did, like she did a video on Instagram like of her doing it, and hers look really good.
Okay. They all look really good, but then I don't know how they look in 2 years.
I know.
That's the problem.
I think with stuff like that, if you can fake it with makeup, just do it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, maybe, I didn't mean to get off topic. I just remembered.
I know.
Eyebrows, well, eyebrows are very important right now. Look at what's going on in the world. I mean, come on.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the lady gang.
Okay, so we love a wedding, and we know you're engaged. And Becca Tobin, I don't know if you saw this month's Brides magazine, but Becca Tobin was featured in it because she's a newlywed. Mm-hmm. So I thought this would be a good opportunity for you to ask her any questions that you have.
I was like the worst bride ever, so get ready for terrible advice.
Like, what has been the challenge?
Oh, okay. I do have a good question for you. People get a little crazy when it comes to invites.
Oh, yeah.
How did you deal with that? You know, certain people are, if you're trying to keep, what, how many people were at your
wedding? We had about 70 to 80.
That's what ours
is. Yeah.
Hers was also like destination though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think we had to get a little bit like ruthless because it's your wedding. Like, it's one thing to invite someone because it's like a pity invite for your birthday party, but like, it's your wedding.
Right.
And I feel like you just have to. You have to do what you want to do. And, like, we had this thing where if we hadn't both met the people, and I think Kelty said,
where did
this,
you get that thing from?
Yeah, Kelty said that she and her husband, if they hadn't met their friend's significant other, unless they were, like, engaged or a serious relationship, you just happen to not meet them. But if neither of us, like, had met them or if one of us didn't really know them, they were out.
Got it.
And I think that that's fine, especially with you guys being public people. Like, people have to understand that you have to feel safe and, like, it's not going to be exploited by some of your guests if you don't know. Like, you want to be comfortable. It's right. Not a red carpet. So, yeah.
And I also think that, especially because you guys are in the public eye and it is, like, you know, you're a little bit of a couple of the moment, if you will. It's, like, all the hanger-oners are going to want to come.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the agents and the agent's assistants.
Also,
and the,
nobody will say no to the
be
invite.
Be very privy to the people who, since you've been engaged and, like, as the wedding is approaching, like, the people who are, like, weirdly getting so close to you, like, wanting in, like, right. Reaching out a lot. It's like there are those people out there who just really want an invite to a wedding, and especially like a celebrity wedding. So you have to be like, you have to clock it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I
like
agree.
Boundaries.
I was an asshole when we got married.
You got married, just in general.
I'm an asshole all the time. I was so anal over the wedding, and then the rest of the time I'm so chill. No, we had 50 people, and it was like no people I worked with came. Like, not an agent, not a manager, not a single person from CBS was invited, because I really couldn't figure out, you know, and maybe you're probably having the same problem with your soap opera families because you're so close and you spend so much time with these people. It's like, how do I invite A, B, and C on the call sheet and not D and not the girl that does my hair every day and glues my lashes on? And like, right. It's like once you open up that work can of worms, it's like a whole other
it's
thing.
Hard.
It's just so hard.
Did you send out your invites?
Not yet, but we're getting to that place where we kind of need to get our list together.
Invite just enough celebrities and people in the business to get everything for free and then cut everyone else. Yeah. That's my advice.
No, because in the end you end up paying for it. Maybe not in money, but
your soul.
You pay for it.
Your black soul.
So be careful what you accept that's free. I will say that.
Oh, good advice.
Yeah. Strings are always attached. And then at the end, you're like, I should have just shelled out another couple thousand to, like, not
actually
have to deal
have what you want.
With, yeah. And not deal with the people involved. It's crazy.
Right.
And I do kind of regret not, like, being in the moment more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like nobody really is, though.
No, I know.
It's so stressful.
It's so hard.
You're just kind of, like, watching yourself from the outside.
I wish there was a way for me to have been able to do that. But, I mean, let me know if you figure
it out. You just got to take some kind of laced weed to have an out-of-body
experience.
That's
true. Are you going to do a first look? Or are you going to have him see you for the first time coming down the aisle?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I love the idea of, like, that being the first time he sees you. But then again, like, the photos are, you know.
Pain in the ass.
So, I have no idea. But I do like the idea, if we could pull that off.
Yeah.
That would be the first time he would see me. But
can I just give my opinion?
Give your opinion, girl.
I think the first look is terrible.
Oh, really?
I think it's horrible. I think, like, when you, like, are, like, holding hands behind a doorway and you turn, like, because as a guest at a wedding, I like to see Becca's face and Zach's face when they see each other coming down the aisle. It's like a once in a lifetime opportunity. I have a photo of Chris when I first came out, and it's like the most emotional moment, really, that a guy, especially for men, that they ever have. And you're just like this beauty and this, like, all this nerve. That's my favorite part of a wedding.
Isn't that
is watching
a first look?
The first look is when you're like, back up to each other, and then you turn around and you take the photos before.
Oh, it's like private.
Oh, I thought that's what a first look. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, I'm agreeing with you then, Kelsey.
Come down.
I thought that's what you meant. Like, don't see each other until you walk in.
Yeah. Everyone tried to talk me out of that, too.
Why?
Like, my photographer was like, the lighting will be better if we do it before the ceremony, and yada, yada, yada. I was like, then we'll move the ceremony. Like, I was really like, but it would have been very easy to just give in to everybody and be like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And it is annoying for your guests to have to wait for you to take photos, but, like, you're feeding them and you're, like, giving them drinks so they can, like, deal with it.
Right.
You
know what I mean?
You're like, I'm giving you an open bar, so, like, just deal with it.
And also, as far as the photos go, you know, like, you're going to hang one or two of your favorites in your house.
And that's it.
And that's it. So it's like, you know, you're photographed all the time together. It's like, if you don't get 97 photos of you together on your wedding day, it's going to be fine. There'll be another framer at some point in your life.
Do you have big families, each of you?
Not really. So that's good. That helps us. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that is good.
Okay. Do you think you should write your own vows at a wedding?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh my God, I would be horrified if he was like, I got this on, you know, like vows.com.
I Googled good wedding vow.
Romantic wedding.
And slightly funny. Two-joke minimum.
I went to a wedding recently. I was about to say, like, when and where, and I can't blow people up like that, where they wrote their own vows, and she read off of, like, three pages. Like, she gave. He said four sentences.
No.
And I was like,
I feel like, if you're going to do that, shouldn't you have, like, a mutual person that might listen to them both to make sure they match up?
Yes. And that's what I will say. So I will give him one pass, because Dan Fogelman, who writes This Is Us, is so brilliant. So if he's going to have some help, then it's fine. He helps it.
That's what you should do.
You'd have a ghostwriter.
You'd have like epic vows.
I know. So but it's fine if he helps.
Your bar would be very high.
Yeah.
So if you need help, we can totally.
Oh, that's true. Then I would be screwed.
These vows were written by the lady.
They'd be like, that's some elementary shit.
Boy, bye.
Like, this is the worst wedding vow. And then he drops the mic.
What if you guys had like a dramatic reenactment from the This Is Us cast of your love story?
Oh, God. No, thank you.
Yeah, I don't. I definitely think that would upstage the wedding.
I was going to say, don't bring any attention to anybody else.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody can come. So we will come because nobody cares about us.
Yeah. You can get eloped.
We'll leave all those Emmy-nominated people at home. The last thing I wanted to ask you is just life in Hollywood. We talk so much. Jack and I have been privy to this back in our early 20s, the internet trolls. When you are dating someone who is in the public eye and is very famous, people are so brutal. I mean, I'm seeing it. We're seeing it right now with Meghan Markle. You know, she's dating Prince Harry. And then I just interviewed Ed Sheeran, and he has his high school sweetheart is his girlfriend. She's a private Instagram account. I mean, she's not. That. You're at least like a star, too. But, I mean, and then people are like sending her death threats. Like, it's crazy. So how do you deal with the trolls? Because I know there are some.
There definitely are. I mean, you could post the most loving, beautiful photo. Like, look at this rainbow. I hope you all have a great day. And someone's like, I want you to die. Justin could do so much better than you.
You're joking.
No.
It's so mean.
So it's just one of those things, you know, like it depends on the day I'm having. Some days I'll be like, oh, that's so funny, delete. And other days I'm like, oh, I'm going to find you and hunt you down.
I would have to.
Yeah. That's the house you're burning down.
It just depends on if I've had my coffee yet, mostly.
How do you not allow that to sort of like trickle into your life, though? Because this is like your real life. This is like your real person.
Yeah, but I mean, it's so ridiculous. You know what I mean? I mean, we are, you know, he has a daughter who's 12 and we live together. And it's just so much real life that goes with being with someone we're actually 4 years when we get married. So it's like there's so much real life that goes on there that someone on Instagram that thinks he's hot, that thinks he can do, it's just like silly, you know? So you just kind of course it annoys you on certain days, especially if you're like having a you know,
a day.
Yeah, like you're not feeling good or whatever. And so, of course, it depends on how you take it. But at the end of the day, you really can't let that. I don't know. I mean, it's some girl in Iowa that thinks, you know, she'd be a better match. It's like, you have to laugh.
It's like, come try, bitch.
Yeah. You're like, yeah. Just try to get that rainbow picture.
But people do it in person, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
One girl threw her purse at me to be like, hold this. And, like, stood right next to me and was like, I need a picture with you. And
she literally threw
her purse in my... like at me.
Is that so annoying? Because I bet you get a lot of this. Can you take a picture of us?
I do that a lot.
Are you, how do you handle it? Are you like, no problem? You're right, because people want to get pictures, which
it's all about the way they approach and the way they ask. Honestly, if someone's nice and respectful, like, no problem, I'd love to do it. I love that they're so excited or whatever. It's sweet, and they're normally saying really nice things, but you get those other people, whether they're drunk or whether they're just like having a moment and they just acted like a jerk because they're so like out of body experience. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, there have been certain times where you're like, oh my God.
Fight a bitch.
That's amazing.
You need to just have a bag of selfie sticks, and when someone asks you to take a photo, you just like
here you go.
Because then it would take 30 minutes for them to set up their selfie
and get the perfect picture.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, okay, well, I won't ask you to take a picture next time I'm there. All right, when we come back, we're playing a very fun game called Soap or Dope.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
And we're back. Becca doesn't like the game.
Yeah, it should be.
Because explain what soap is and what dope is.
Because dope is a good, like, that's
soap. Okay, so what this is this is a list of people, Hollywood actors, men and women, who got their start on soap operas.
Okay.
Because there's a lot.
Okay.
And soap is like, yeah, lather it up, I love you, you're hot, you're steamy in the shower. And dope is like, you're a dope.
Why don't we just change it to nope?
Because dope also means cool in some parts of the world.
Oh, so you're saying California. Soap is bad and dope is bad.
No, they're both good.
Yeah. Like if you're saying, oh my God, that...
Chrishell gets it.
Yeah.
You get it?
I do.
Okay. So I'm not so cool enough to know that dope is cool now?
Yeah.
Dope has been cool since the 90s.
Kelty. God. I think my dad recently used the term dope when describing something cool.
Yeah.
She's so upset.
I think you're a dope. I'm going to use it literally in the way it was meant to be used.
That's fine, but let's use nope.
You're a dope. All right, we're going to play a game called Soap or Nope. I invented it and titled it. You're welcome, everyone.
We always amend, don't we?
I'm like, you know what, y'all? You can make up the game next week, assholes.
I like this better. We used to make up the game together until you just started doing it yourself.
Until she started doing cocaine late at night and like putting together the shows. Now when I look at you, I think of what Kara said about how if you were on a sitcom, your character would just be like that coked out mom.
Especially that's with like, the new haircut.
Yes. Okay. Moving
on. Have a mom haircut?
And that blazer.
She's trying to dress like more of an adult now.
I'm trying to grow up.
I know. You look great, Kelty.
It works into that role, though.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Thanks for coming to the Lady Gang.
It was great to see you.
Okay. First of all, soap or nope, John Stamos.
Soapy.
Soapy, so hot.
Soap, for sure.
How does he keep getting hotter?
It's a soap, but he's weird.
Someone recently tweeted us in the same tweet the other day, and I was like, he's going to see it. He didn't see it.
John Stamos took me to Disneyland for my 30th birthday.
Oh, I remember
that. I think you told us
this. Probably. Anyway, you know he has part of the original Disneyland sign in his backyard?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
It's like I think it's bizarre when a man over 40 is obsessed with Disneyland.
No, any man of any man. Age.
I think any
it's
man.
Freaking weird.
But I did hear. Well, no, I didn't hear. I know that he's a member of that like special Disney club.
It's like the Illuminati.
So one day we were going for something, and I was like, Leah, can you please call Stamos? I want to get into this club. We didn't.
Oh, it's like the 911 club or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that.
Have any of you been in this club? Because I've heard about it too.
Like, I've what's never it called? Been, the six?
I've never heard of it. I need to hear someone tell me. If it's good or not.
I worked with a guy who went, and he said it was super cool. But he also thinks everything is super cool, so he's not a great source.
Right.
Is this club in Disneyland?
It's in Disney, and you can see it if you're walking through, like, whatever. I mean, I'm not, like, a Disney, like, you know, aficionado.
She's, like, right next to New Orleans.
But you can see it, you know how they have those facades of all the, like, townhouses and, like, the cute little whatever?
Yeah.
There's one entrance with, like, a plaque on it that says, like...
Club 33.
Yes.
Disney's Secret Society, 15 things.
I still think that's weird.
It's a private and exclusive 5-star restaurant.
I like that you can drink. That's the only
you can drink. You can drink there
on the premises.
If so you cool. you should actually bring the fam.
Ooh. Guess how much it costs?
How much?
$40,000 initiation fee.
What?
And you pay $27,000
a year
in an annual dues.
That's what? That makes the Soho House look like
I know
Arby's.
Oh my,
that's
gosh.
Insane.
Are you kidding?
And you still have to pay for dinner. Executive chef has an exclusive dining experience. The entree price ranges from $25 to $40.
No.
Who's that's like literally this? How
Who's
much mortgage
John Stamos?
Does he have doesn't that much have money? Kids,
but
yes. He does.
Inside Club 33, you will always see Mickey Mouse, and he's wearing a tux.
I mean,
that's definitely worth $27,000.
Oh my God,
that's insane.
Wow. I mean, now we know why John Stamos didn't have kids; he can't afford them.
And, well, to be honest, for that much money, I want to see Mickey Mouse like
in a sex tape,
an orgy or something. Yeah. Like, not a tux.
He needs something freaky happening.
Doesn't he always wear a tux anyway?
Yeah, anyway. No, he wears like little red things.
All right, soap or
nope.
Ricky Martin.
I love Ricky Martin's soap.
I'll say soap.
I think it's soap too.
I love
him.
He's
cute.
I like his trajectory of life.
Yeah. I do too.
Did he ever fool you that he was straight?
No.
He did me, sorry.
Yeah, he did me too.
That video where he was like putting candle
she
wax
bangs,
on that
she bangs.
Girl.
Is that the one?
She bangs. Was that? I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah. I danced inside of a cage in high school to one of his songs. Totally inappropriate in hindsight, but I had the time of my life.
At a high school dance?
No, like a performance.
There was a cage? Oh. Yeah,
I was in a cage on stage.
Wow. That sounds like really weird.
Training for Hollywood.
Life in the South. okay, soap or nope? Ryan Phillippe.
I'm going to go nope.
It's a nope for me.
That's a nope for me.
Except the Cruel Intentions part
Not
where
even.
He comes up the escalator and there's that one moment.
No, with his frosted tips,
it's the lisp for me that kills
him. Does he have a lisp?
Doesn't he?
I can't remember.
You're probably right.
Slight, but it's...
What's weird is, I can't picture him in anything he's ever done other than Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
I know he's worked a lot, but, I seriously don't think I've seen him do anything.
Has he done anything in the last,
he's
like, 10
years?
He's done
a lot. But,
really?
I just, for whatever reason, he's just... I don't know.
He's
forgettable.
Nope.
Soap or nope? Leonardo DiCaprio. He was on a...
Is this to have intercourse with or what?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She's asking on question 3.
Wait, what was the
on? He was on a soap called Santa Barbara, which I didn't know about.
What did you?
I did know that. I know Barbara.
He was probably so cute.
He was a cute little kid.
He was so cute.
I'm talking Leo now.
Leo now? These are all now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say nope. I mean, I'm a big fan, but if we're talking, we recently had a conversation if we would,
bang him?
Bang him. And I said no.
I feel like he probably has an STD.
Allegedly. Allegedly, I'm pretty sure he does.
I'm going to say nope then. I would like to stay clean.
I don't know what we're at. I don't know what we're going. What does it entail exactly?
You'll never know.
What does the soaping entail?
I guess
we don't know.
Yeah, no, we don't know.
Okay. I think he's a soap. I like how he cares about the environment.
I think it's boring.
It is boring. I watched that documentary. It was hard to get through.
I think it's boring.
I think people who don't have kids who care so much about the earth and how they're leaving it, they're weird. who do you care
about? Who cares?
You're leaving nobody behind.
You'll make it through, okay?
They'll be fine.
It's the polar bears,
they'll be fine.
Oh my God.
Okay. Now we have a girl. Soap or nope? Kelly Ripa.
Soap all the way.
Soap for sure.
Yeah, soap. I like her.
Did you ever work with her?
She came back to do the 40th anniversary one time, and she was so sweet and so lovely and always was trying to talk about the show, crossover when she would always plug All My Children. So I have the highest regard for her. She was so sweet.
She's the cutest.
Yeah.
She's
she was so doing cute. A thing where she was interviewing each Pine Valley member. So technically I worked with her, but I don't know if that counts.
You did. I think it counts.
It counts more than
any of us. Add it to your bio, girl.
Worked with Kelly Ripa.
It's a soap for me.
Good.
Okay.
Jack, you said soap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were already done with her.
Moving on. Soap or dope? Bradley Pitt.
Who?
Bradley Pitt.
Okay. Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt.
I mean, is anyone going to say nope to that?
Nope, for sure.
You say
what?
Nope?
Really?
Brad Pitt is on Timberlake status for me. Does nothing
for
me.
Oh, that's bad. You putting him with Timberlake. I've heard your rants on Timberlake.
Timberlake.
She hates Timberlake.
I think Brad Pitt is like, first of all, allegedly, what's that happening? Brad Pitt knows he's Brad Pitt.
Right.
And I hate that.
Well, who wouldn't? I mean, come on. But it's like,
he's kind of dopey, though. Like, George Clooney.
What's he like to interview?
Like, quiet. Just like, here's the thing.
Yeah, this is
Brad Pitt
suck.
Is probably so boring. Like, I bet you go home with Brad Pitt and you're like, oh my God, I'm with Brad Pitt. And he, like, puts on Family Guy and, like, makes ravioli out of a can. You know what I mean? Like, I think his face has gotten him through life without having to be interesting.
He definitely probably isn't good in bed because of that.
What?
I see. I disagree. I think he's probably, like, a maniac in bed.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I just want his wine, so I would say soap in hopes of just giving me
part
of
Miracle. I'll just buy you some wine, okay?
Did you hear when he was allegedly, what's that happening, texting Jennifer Aniston again, though?
Ooh, is that real?
I don't know. All these years later,
I hope they get back together.
No.
Isn't she married?
Yeah, who cares?
No,
whatever.
Her husband is so soapy.
Oh, yeah, you love him.
Justin Theroux is hot. In real life, he does not photograph well, but in real life, he's sexy. Oh,
tell it how it is. She said
I
soap.
Oh, yeah, I gotta go with soap on Brad Pitt.
Are you gonna get in trouble for this game?
No, I don't even know what I'm saying, what I'm agreeing to, really.
You're actually having sex with all of these people.
You're now gonna cheat on your fiance.
Of any of us, you're like the most likely to run into any of these people, so good luck with that.
And the most likely to get them to sleep with him.
Oh, so.
No, we just talk shit on everybody because we know we'll never see him. Well, you will, but.
You haven't, you know, whatever. I don't have a job in like 6 months, so I'm good. Okay, soap or nope, Demi Moore.
Soap.
I didn't know she started on soaps.
Soap.
I'd say soap.
She looks
She's
great.
Hot still, yeah.
She does look great. She remember when she got like that whole body head to toe makeover at like 40?
Yeah, she looked incredible.
I was like,
was it a workout or was it a surgery?
No, it was like surgery. And I think she talked about it. Mm. Like, went in for the works. I want to do that.
Good for her, yeah. She looks good. I like it. Is there an age when you shouldn't take a bikini selfie?
It depends how you look.
Yeah, I say when your body is well,
for me it's 31. It ends here.
Hey, on your vacation, you were bathing suit queen.
But my trick is I only show from like vagina up. Like you can't see like your legs and your ass and like your inner thighs. You know what I mean?
Smart.
The good stuff. Soap or nope or dope?
I'm going to go soap.
Okay. Last one. Josh Duhamel.
Oh my God.
Do you know who that is?
Yes. Yeah. Soap for sure.
It took me.
He has the best reputation of everyone.
Really?
He was like the nicest, most amazing, incredible person.
He's the one that's married to Fergie, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's tall, so soap.
Yeah, for sure soap.
One time I interviewed him and he was doing charity work. Soap.
See?
I met him and he was really, 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 really nice. But not in the sleazy way.
Like flirty way or no?
No.
Just a regular guy way.
Like he was talking to my friend about how they had just had their first baby. And she was like, congratulations. And he's like, oh, my God, it's, like, amazing. I want a whole football team now. Like, he was so genuine about it. And I was like, I'm so hot, and you're able to say you want to impregnate your wife in front of me. Like, you're so amazing.
You're a good man.
What a good guy.
I'm kidding.
That needs to be a T-shirt or something. No. That's the most amazing thing you've ever said. In
ever?
All the episodes.
Oh, my God, thank you.
I'm so hot, and you were able to say you want to have sex with your wife in front of me. That's the Hollywood standard.
Yeah. I say it. I'm sarcastic.
No,
sure.
Because so many guys. Have you ever been on an airplane or whatever? And you know the dude's married because he's like talking to his wife, and then he looks over and he sees you, and all of a sudden he's like single businessman. You're like, oh God. Mm. Okay, when we come back, Chriselle's going to help us figure out our lives, and we have some of my favorite questions ever. I've been saving them for you.
Oh, I'm excited.
Hey, ladies, funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back.
Before we start, if you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG, and I brought you a mug. And I think this goes really good with you before coffee.
Thank you. This is awesome.
What does
it says, sorry for the mean, awful, accurate things I said before I had my coffee.
That's amazing.
This is very, that's very good.
If you want to light a troll's house on fire. Okay, so for this part of the podcast, you're going to help us answer questions from our Lady Gang.
Yeah,
and give some really, really good advice. So our first question comes from Crystal. And
she's starting it off light.
Is this light?
So light.
Okay. Crystal says, I am my own worst enemy. I currently live with my ex-boyfriend in our one-bedroom apartment. We try and stay civil, and luckily we have opposite schedules. This morning he crawled into bed with me. He usually sleeps on the couch. Next thing I know, we had sex twice. I feel like I can't talk to my friends about this because they constantly bash him and give me shit for even continuing to live with him and not force him out, despite us both being on the lease. Help, I don't know what to do. Why is he acting like this? Or how do I get him to move out?
Oh my God.
Jesus, who's starting?
Becca starting.
Okay. I'm going to say, first of all, get him out.
Yeah.
Because I think that if you're having these feelings and you're conflicted, it means that he was probably the one to call it off. So you need to be like, if you want to call it off, you also need to get your ass out. Mm-hmm. And I think that everybody needs to understand that just because someone has sex with you, especially when you are under the same roof and it's just so easy to do, it doesn't mean that they love you.
He just wants to get it.
He wants to get it in. Yeah. He could have been sleepwalking. Like, it's borderline.
Almost as easy for him to do that as to do it to himself.
Yeah. You're a wormhole.
And Crystal, I know, it's horrible, but it's true. And Crystal, this sentence is disturbing to me. Next thing I know, we had sex twice. Girl, if you fell onto a peen once, I would be like, we've all been there. But you fell onto it twice, so that is not a mistake.
Also, you get that time in between the first and the second where you're like contemplating your life. Like, yeah. What the hell did I do? Yeah. Whoops, he's inside me again? Like,
yeah.
That's not just like, oopsies, that happened. I say kick him out. Who cares if he's on the lease? People break leases all the time.
That don't use that as your excuse. And breaking the law is fine.
Also, she said, why is he acting like this? But, like, I don't really see him acting any way other than you guys just randomly
having
sex.
You're making it easy for him. Like, come on. Crystal?
I completely agree. I feel like this is very – maybe they're kind of – they like this sick –
yeah,
because you have to move out. Either she has to move out or he has to move out. But this is going – badly.
Yeah. Not good.
And also, if your friends are constantly bashing him, you know, you have to listen to them a little bit, because I know as a good girlfriend, like, I will never say anything negative about someone's significant other until I know it is like, oh, they're. Even if they break up for a minute, you're like, I'm sorry, because you don't know if they're going to get back together.
Mm-hmm.
If this is one day going to be their husband.
Did you learn the hard way, though? Because I did.
You did? Yeah. It's hard, right?
Whoopsie.
So did someone marry someone that you were
yes. Oh, no. Well, they had a kid with them, but, you know, just
but
as bad.
But was the guy shitty?
Yes. Like, the worst of the worst.
That sucks.
And so did you sit down like, you need to know about Ron?
I did.
And then they had a baby together?
And then there was, like, that awkward, like, you know, I need to tell you something. I'm pregnant kind of thing.
Are you still friends?
Yeah, that's what happens. So unfortunately not. But yeah, it just sometimes that stuff happens where I learn to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
So the fact that your friends are like bagging on you means they really, 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 really hate him, and they don't care if they like lose you.
Well, you don't want to end up like losing a bunch of friendships either to be with this guy you don't want to be with.
Okay.
Second question comes from Alessandra, and she says, does losing your virginity really hurt?
Kelty, you really.
I just put down on the page what the Lady Gang writes in.
Okay.
I thought it's a good question.
Jack, you lost yours last year. You have a better memory.
I mean, it hurt emotionally. And, like, just killed my soul completely. But physically, I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, like, I don't know. I don't know about that. If you've, like, had things up there, does it like hurt? Or if it's like the first thing that's ever been up your vagina, then it hurts. I don't really know.
Yeah, I mean, I bled, but the only thing that I hurt was my white Von Dutch sweatshirt.
Oh my God.
I don't know what's worse, your soul or your Von Dutch sweatshirt.
It was like 20 years ago when Von Dutch was the jam.
You know what's coming back.
Von Dutch is back.
Probably what got me laid, guys.
I love this.
I saw that Becca Tobin.
It didn't hurt. I mean, yeah, as long as you're with someone who's not like
jackhammering
they need to know that you're a virgin, probably.
Yeah.
Because it needs to be like careful.
Yeah, take your time, make sure everybody's ready,
lubed up,
have some foreplay.
Yeah,
do the whole thing.
I would say that losing your virginity feels like when you get a one size fits all earplug on the airplane and you're trying to like get
your earplug.
She's been thinking about this.
No, I just thought of it. So but you know, like, you put it in and you're like, this is taking the noise out and it's fine. And then when you try to pull it out, you're like, That's what first time sex feels like. It's like not, it's not horrible, but it's not comfortable because you don't know what you're doing. Yeah. And like, you don't know that you should be lubing it up. Like,
and usually it doesn't last long at all.
It's just like a second. It's like, it's like, it's not terrible, but it's not great.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, have a great time.
Yeah. Have an amazing
it's
time.
Sex is so fun.
Tell us all it about
it. It only gets better.
That's true.
That is true.
It only gets, goes up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Our last question comes from Sarah. Sarah says, I dated a guy for 3 months and I fell so hard. I have never felt like that, and I thought for sure he was the one. Nevertheless, he ended up dumping me over text because he quote-unquote wasn't ready. This was 6 months ago, and I'm still not over it. Any advice?
A man who's willing to dump someone over a text is not a man that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like the post-it note from Sex and the City. Yeah. It's like, yeah. No.
Mm-mm. And we always knew Berger was a douche.
We did.
Right? He was always a douche. Ugh, he was so sensitive. Like, he couldn't handle our success. Okay.
So agree.
And also, I just want to, like, put this in the Lady Gang dictionary. When a guy says he wasn't ready, it means he doesn't like you. Yeah. Because if a man meets, it doesn't matter if they're 22 or 52, if they meet their, if they're George Clooney and they meet their Amal and the woman that rocks their socks off and they know, they'll be ready. He wasn't ready for you because you're not the one. So it's fine. Thank God he texted you because now you're free to meet the love of your life.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, I'd just say get out there and date some other guys and realize that there's some guys that would never dump you over text and aren't total douchebags.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Okay. Well, on that note, good luck with your virginity and your douchebags.
Bleak questions this week.
And Crystal, get the F out.
Crystal, come on. Don't fall on that penis twice.
Don't.
Thrice.
That's called the dick sand.
Get out of the dick sand. Chriselle, we're so excited that you were here. Where can everyone follow all your prettiness?
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Chriselle7. It's Chriselle. Everyone wants to put an E on the end, but there's no E.
Mm-mm. And where's why is the seven?
You know, I think, oddly enough, Chriselle was taken, so I just threw a seven on there.
Lucky seven.
I guess. There's no real... I'd love to tell you there was like some great, deep answer.
We'll make it up.
We'll make it up. We'll add it in. Don't worry.
Seven kids.
And we're so excited for you. And if we don't see you before the wedding, good luck.
Thank you.
And, you know... You're going to be the prettiest.
Oh, yes.
Thank
true.
You.
That's true.
And
see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.